dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
We endorse ProFlowers.com. I use them. Every month on Q, I get a delivery from ProFlowers. 1-800-PROFLOWERS. But you know who likes them more than me? People I give them to. You always get that call when you give somebody flowers. And Valentine's Day is around the corner. One dozen sweet expression roses, $29.99. Double the roses for $10 more. If you haven't tried ProFlowers, what are you waiting for? I use them, and they're guaranteed to stay fresh for 7 days. Trust me on this. Order today. Pick your delivery date. Guaranteed Valentine's delivery. The deal's only available until Friday. It's 1-800-PROFLOWERS or ProFlowers.com. Now, there's a special deal for my listeners. If you go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio mic in the upper right-hand corner and enter the password Colin. That's ProFlowers.com. Click on the mic, type in Colin. Don't forget, the offer expires on Friday. I use them. ProFlowers.com.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And welcome to another edition of The Doug and Danny Show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Folks, I think we got a very, very high-quality show for you today. We will not disappoint today. Vonnie Turner is set to join us. Nebraska women's basketball guard out of Bellevue East. They get set for tomorrow night's matchup, top 10 matchup. Well, you haven't been able to say that with Nebraska women's basketball before because, well, they're in newfound territory. They've never been in the top 10 before. They take on the number 10 team in all the land, the Oklahoma State Cowboys, at 18-3, 6-1 in the Big 12. They enter in. Then it'll be a top 15 battle this Saturday when they take on number 12, Texas A&M, who enters this weekend. Well, they'll have a game before them, but 15-4, 3-3 in the conference. So big week for the Husker women. We're going to catch up with Vonnie Turner. Also, at the bottom of the hour, Mick Tinglehoff expected to join us from his home in right outside of Minneapolis. Mick, of course, when you hear that name, you go, oh, played at Lexington. Yes, played with Monty Kiffin on that 1957 team, I believe. And if it's 58 team, I apologize. I believe it was high school in 57. Then went on to Nebraska, then went on to the Minnesota Vikings. Did such great things there. Was there for 16 years. And still to this day, the 11th most games ever started in NFL history. That should have him in the Hall of Fame in my mind right there. I find it amazing that 5 Pro Bowls, 4 Super Bowls for the Minnesota Vikings. Great talent, and still waiting for that call. And we'll see if that would complete his career, or if his career's already been validated in numerous other ways. I'm sure it has, and I don't think it's probably that big of a deal if he gets in now or if he ever does. Maybe it is. We'll ask him about it.
That's one of those names that probably forgotten about, and obviously, I guess there's a lot of people around this part of the area that don't know who Mick Tinglehoff is, a lot of the younger generation, but folks that saw him play and followed his career, and Viking fans, they know who he is. I don't know, looking at his numbers, Tony, you know, he didn't miss any games. 240 played, 240 started, but I guess it's hard to look at when you're at that position. Where do your stats come from? I would think that would be games played and games started, because you outlasted. He was an all-pro from 64 to 70 every year. He had lots of things going on. He's played in 19, started in 19 playoff games. That's the 22nd most in the National Football League.
Yeah, our boss here, Craig Eckert, was a huge Viking fan during that era, and he said, you know, the center mainly took on the middle linebacker in those days, and that would have been Butkus, Nitsche, all those guys. So he had to go against those guys day in, day out. Said he was also, he snapped long snap, too. He would go down and make tackles, he said he's in on a lot of special teams plays. So they did more than just play center back in those days.
1-888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number for the Doug and Daddy Show today. 888-455-3776. One last chance to win tickets to Nebraska women's basketball tomorrow night against Oklahoma State. That top 10 matchup, as Daddy said, it's the first ever top 10 matchup in the state of Nebraska. Daddy, that includes men's, women's regular season. It includes Nebraska, Creighton. It includes every NCAA regional game and any NIT game ever played in the state, because you get the opening rounds in the NCAA, so obviously you're not looking at top 10 matchups in the first or second round. This has never happened as far as anybody at the University of Nebraska and all the archives can find. So your chance to be in a game that makes history tomorrow night in Lincoln as the Huskers and Oklahoma State women do battle at 7:05. One last chance to win those tickets. That's coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And don't forget tomorrow, signing day, so Jeremy Crabtree sent to join us. If you're into the Husker recruiting trail, you know, Breon Carnes now is signed with Western Kentucky. Good for him. If you're going to go to Western Kentucky, that's Tommy Frazier's cousin. We don't want you anyway, Breon. Enjoy your next 4 years of getting your ass kicked.
We'll talk about the guys that are coming to Nebraska tomorrow, the guys that are on the fence right now. Will we get a couple of those big recruits? Will we not get a couple of those big recruits? Also tomorrow, the Bo Pelini press conference will be aired live here on ESPN starting at 2:30. That is scheduled to start at 2:30 tomorrow. Coach Pelini at that time will be able to discuss all the players that are part of Nebraska's 2010 recruiting class. Can't do that till you receive their signed form, and just about all, and usually all of them are in by noon. So 2:30 press conference airs live tomorrow here on ESPN Radio. Also tomorrow, the Nebraska School Activities Association releases the state football pairings, your schedule for every school for the next 2 years, and that is a big-time deal. The NSAA is releasing that to the general public on their website Wednesday afternoon so that it doesn't crash. We will have those for you tomorrow morning sometime around 9 o'clock. We will come on sometime a little after 9 and let you know some of the highlights of that, and then we will break it down and discuss that on the show tomorrow. So a lot of football tomorrow, plus we'll have our Loper link tomorrow, and we'll see who UNK and Hastings College is getting with kids coming in the next couple of days as well. So that's all coming up on the show tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And then Sean Callahan will be with us Thursday to look at the recruiting class a little further in depth.
Doug, conference tournament basketball continued last night. Some upsets where you were at. Lower seeded teams advancing.
Kinda, did you ref last night?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Not a conference tournament, but a freshman game in Lex.
Was there sick kids there? What's wrong with you?
Just got this cold. I told you yesterday. Just, I don't
why?
Know what's going on.
Why don't you take care of yourself? Were you or were you not wearing shorts Sunday?
Yes, I was.
Okay, and what do you have yesterday?
Cold.
Okay. We can't all be your mother, all right? So there you go. 888-455-ESPN. Tips for Tony, people. Tips for Tony. The email address, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Yeah, conference tournaments last night, mostly play-in games or quarterfinal games. Not a lot of major upsets. There were some seeds that go down, but I was doing some FKC, and heck, the second through seventh seeds are all about eighth seed, all about the same record, all right around 500. Kennesaw got upset in the Twin Valley Conference. They were a two seed, but they've kind of been struggling here the last couple of weeks. So Deschler, a 10 seed, moves on into the semifinal round. Here's what happened last night on the boys' side. I guess we can just go ahead and break down what's happening tonight, and that'll take care of it. Let's start with the Lou Platte. Here's tonight's basketball games on the girls' side, 7 o'clock. Ord is at number 1 Kearney Catholic after they beat Loup City last night, the top seed Kearney Catholic. Wood River is at Gibbon. Those games are at 7. Centura is at Ravenna tonight at 6:15, and Donovan Trumbull, who beat St. Paul last night, is going to be at Adams Central, also at 6:15. On the boys' side tonight at 7 o'clock, Ord, who beat Centura, will be at St. Paul. Kearney Catholic will be at Loup City, and then the 8 o'clock games will have Wood River at Adams Central, and Donovan Trumbull, who beat Gibbon, will be at Ravenna at 8 o'clock. Fort Kearney Conference boys quarterfinals tonight in Axtell. Axtell and Amherst at 6, Eustis Farnham and Elwood at 7:30, and at Sumner It'll be SEM and Pleasanton at 6, Overton and Loomis at 7:30. The boys Twin Valley Conference quarterfinals tonight, Franklin at Blue Hill, Silver Lake at Kennesaw, Shelton at Bruning Davenport, Red Cloud is at Lawrence Nelson. It's also the Southern Nebraska Conference tournament going on. Girls and boys basketball continues there. So we've got a bunch on the air for you tonight. You can hear the Adams Central games on 1230 AM KHAS. You can hear the Kearney Catholic Loop City boys game on ESPN 1460. And you can hear the SEM Pleasanton and Overton Loomis games on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Overton boys up to number 2 in D1 in today's Lincoln Journal Star rankings.
You know, I think that's going to be one of those conferences, I think, maybe that, you know, comes down to maybe a little bit better competitive-wise than maybe people thought at the start of the year.
The Hastings College women's basketball team, the new number one team in the country, and that's coming off a loss. So very weird. Davenport only lost once last week, and they had been number one. But Hastings College, as the number one votes being split, they received 6 of the 15. Davenport received 3, and Cedarville, Ohio received 6. Hastings College won, then Davenport, then Cedarville. Briarcliff, who the Hastings women will host on Saturday, is number 4 in the country. Northwestern of Iowa is number 5. And Morningside, who clipped Hastings, is up to number 12 in the country. As we said, Nebraska women, number 4. For the Husker men, they're home tonight against Kansas State. And Jeremiah Slough of Hastings is the GPAC Men's Basketball Player of the Week. Plus, the UNK women, a win last night over York, 80-56. Here's, again, just another. This has started and needs to stop. Last night's game was a makeup, okay? York and UNK had been snowed out back in December. Not December 1st. So last night's game counted for UNK, but it was an exhibition game for York and does not affect their overall season record. Huh? Quit it, people. Just quit doing that. It's if you're playing it, it's a game. If you want to have your two games before the season and have your, you know, non-conference or your warm-up games, your exhibition games, do it. You don't have exhibition games once the season has started. So quit doing it. 888-455-ESPN. You lost, York. You're now 8-15. All right. If you don't want to be 8-15, then don't schedule the game.
Doug, you brought up the women again. The Big 12, 7 ranked teams, and pretty much been those 7 ranked teams. It's the toughest conference, undoubtedly. You know, Connie, you already told us that. And you know, I guess when she said that to start the year, I guess I just thought, well, a couple of them aren't going to pan out like they thought. A couple of them will drop out. No, they're still there 20 games into the season. 7 Big 12 ranked teams. I shake my head at that because it's pretty amazing to have the toughest conference and Nebraska to be leading it.
One other bit of news is Mick Tinglehoff is going to join us. Another former Nebraska boy, wasn't a former Husker, but some sad and weird news today. Huh. The wife of Jay Novacek found dead in their home. And, of course, we've had Jay on the show, and an interview with Jay here when he went into the Hall of Fame won us an award on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Nebraska Broadcasters Association. And Novacek went to college with his brother, didn't know him real well, but had a couple classes with him. And they were going to high school the same time I was, and an All-American at Wyoming, and just an outstanding athlete out of Gothenburg High School. And bad news there for the Novacek family. I believe she was 45 years old, and so kids and all that, and bad news there. So thinking about the Novacek this morning. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Vonnie Turner, Husker women's basketball team, going to join us. Mick Tinglehoff is going to join us in the second half of the show, so stay with us.
And you'll be getting $230 back on your taxes.
I'm sorry, but you're fired.
What? Why?
Well, you've got a McDonald's double cheeseburger on your desk.
So?
So how am I supposed to trust your smartness of things money? The quarter pound double cheeseburger from Burger King has more beef, only costs a buck, and isn't fried.
But I'm your accountant.
We're my accountant.
Show off your smartness of things money with the big flame fresh taste of the quarter pound double cheeseburger for $1. A quarter pound of flame broiled beef and it's only a buck. Only at Burger King. Price and participation may vary based on pre-cooked patty weight.
Right now at Burger King, you can get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $3. It's a great breakfast and a killer deal. Much better than, say, eating caviar for breakfast. $3 will get you like 1/47th of an ounce of caviar. You'll burn through that bending over to tie your shoe. So instead of caviar for breakfast again, come to Burger King. Get 2 soft and buttery croissant breakfast sandwiches with savory sausage, fluffy egg, and melted American cheese for just $3. And start your day off right. Burger King. Have it your way. For a limited time, price and participation may vary.
let's take a look where Hurricane Katrina is.
Long before she arrived, we were more vulnerable than we knew.
The storm is huge.
It is making its direct assault on New Orleans.
This was the warning. Now, take a remarkable journey into the heart of America and discover the secret to survival. Hurricane on the Bayou, presented by the Weather Channel.
Now showing at the Lead Superscreen Theater, sponsored by Platte River Radio and KOLN KGIN-TV. For showtimes, go to hastingsmuseum.org.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle. National Bank.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Need tickets? Need to sell tickets? Or cars? Or stuff out of the basement or garage? Become a super fan and you can post them on free classifieds. Click on to find the deals too. ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Become a super fan today.
Partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies develop as we enter the day today with high temperatures of around 39. Winds will also stay variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight's skies stay clear with a low of around 18. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now, 30.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Again, reminder that if you've got a high school kid that's going to be signing tomorrow, no matter what the sport is, shoot us an email. Let us know who and where. We've been receiving some of them, but not all the schools necessarily do that. Not all the folks think about passing that along, and we'll let everybody know where folks are going, as we've mentioned it here over the last few days on the Doug and Daddy Show. 888-455-ESPN. You can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Daddy, big news from the dog racing world. I saw something recently that I thought was pretty strange. If you're familiar with dogs racing, what they do is they have a rabbit and they name it something different everywhere. In Council Bluffs, it's named Lucky, and it's on a motorized contraption that goes around the track, and of course that's what gets the dogs all fired up.
On a little
up.
Rail, if
yeah,
you will.
And they chase after the rabbit. So every race, I mean, these greyhounds are trained to attack the rabbit. Well, what happens, and I saw it, what happens when the dogs on their post parade, you know, they walk them out of the kennel and they take them to the starting gate, what happens when there's a real rabbit at the track?
I would assume that spells trouble.
Those are bad news. Bad news. I'll tell you what, those handlers who have to walk the dogs out there, you know, usually it's just pretty peaceful. Every once in a while, the dogs take a break to get ready for the race, and then they move on into the starting gate. But all of a sudden, along the fence, there's a rabbit. And all of a sudden, you hear the crowd start to murmur, and one of the dogs is looking down there. And then the next dog starts to look down there. And then all of a sudden, they realize what's going on, and the rabbit moves. And the muzzles, they're jumping up and down, and the muzzles are starting to come off the dogs, and the rabbit, who's down by the fence, has to go across the track to get out of there, so he actually has to get closer to the dogs. So here goes the rabbit, and the dogs, I'll tell you what, if one of those would have got loose, bad news for the rabbit. But the rabbit across the dirt, across the infield, and who knows where he's at now. But those dogs were fired up for that race. They were fired up. You didn't have to let the mechanical rabbit go along the rail because they were ready to go.
Long shots.
Yeah, there were a couple that came in.
The favorites were distracted. They were distraught. That's good. A lot of fun.
Well, Daddy, coming up in just a couple of minutes, it's our last chance to give away a family four-pack of tickets to tomorrow night's Oklahoma State game, and the new rankings come out yesterday, and in the Associated Press, Nebraska and Oklahoma State are now the two highest-ranked women's basketball teams in the country, with the Huskers sitting at fourth, and Oklahoma State comes in at number 10, and Okie State had a big win over the weekend, and Nebraska's trying to make them their 20th straight victim.
Well, we're pleased to be joined right now by Vonnie Turner. She's a guard on the Nebraska basketball team out of Bellevue East. Vonnie, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show, and congratulations on an absolutely wonderful start to the season.
Thank you.
Vonnie, a lot of people pay attention to Nebraska athletics no matter what the sport is, but obviously with this success, more interviews, more people want to know what's going on with Nebraska women's basketball. How much different is this than maybe what was going on with the program just last year or 2 years ago?
It's really different this year. Right now we're trying to, you know, make a school history. We have six well-experienced seniors right now, and, you know, our juniors are experienced also. But we're just trying to go down with, you know, the greatest year that we can and play our hearts out. I mean, we have six seniors on our team, and we've been there and done that. So, I mean, we went to the WNIT, and we've been to the NCAA tournament. So we're just trying to make a really successful and great year this year.
Vonnie, I've got to ask you, in the offseason, you had shoulder surgery, I believe. Kind of got some things worked out there. You come back healthy, but your shooting has improved so drastically. Were you hurting in the past with that shoulder, or why did it improve that drastically?
Oh, yeah. Every game I was hurting. I didn't know, you know, I went into the season with the injury. It happened the end of my sophomore year against the KU game, but we didn't know it was that serious until summertime, and then that's when it started dislocating and things like that. And once we got practicing and I finally seen the doctor, because it kept happening and it just kept reoccurring, and I seen the doctor and he told me the only thing I can do was play with the Soli, and what the Soli does, it prevents me to do, you know, overhand things or shooting in particular. And he told me my other option was to have surgery. And at that time, Kelsey Griffin was out, and so I was experienced, and I would have had to been our point guard. And so he said, I can play on it as much as I can. It would just be very painful to play with. And so I told him, I was like, well, I don't want to have surgery, because when he told me I had to have surgery, it would have been 4 to 6 months to be out without doing anything, playing basketball and playing pickup and everything like that. So I played the entire season, my entire junior season, with the injury. It would dislocate at least once or twice a game. And, I mean, after I had that surgery, I just been in the gym shooting 24/7 in the summertime. That's the only thing I could do, and dribble, because I couldn't play pickup and one-on-one and things like that. And it's really paid off right now for me to have the surgery. And right now I'm really enjoying it because I'm painful-free, and we're having a great season this year.
Vonnie Turner joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, one of the standouts of the Nebraska women's basketball team, who's unbeaten. She's averaging just over 12 points per ball game. Had a nice game, although a few fouls on Saturday against Colorado. Vonnie, what was going on?
You know, I really couldn't tell you. But, I mean, some games, you know, refs are really going to pay attention to hand checks and things like that, and some games they're just going to let us play. And I think just that game in particular, they were really looking for hand checks and things like that. So I just have to pay more attention to things like that.
Is that Jeffries girl a little rough from Colorado?
Oh, yeah. She's a very nice player. She's going to do big things at Colorado, and she's a really nice player.
Vonnie Turner joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Oklahoma State coming up Wednesday night. They've got a really great player in Andrea Riley, who seems to score 25-plus points every night that they go on. How concerned are you guys with guarding her on Wednesday?
Well, right now we really haven't done anything to prepare for them just yet. We have a practice and scout today, coming up here, and so I really couldn't tell you, but I know coming into the game, Coach is going to tell us that rebounding and taking care of the ball is going to be our number one keys. I know they out-rebounded their opponent just yesterday, and Riley, she's a very quick guard, and she gets a lot of her points, and she sets a lot of her teammates up in transition, and I give her credit for that, and we just have to be who we are on Wednesday and play as a team.
Vonnie, obviously entering the season, you guys probably didn't ever envision yourselves at 19-0. What's the goal for this team now? Have you reassessed that?
Oh, no. We haven't changed anything that we had planned since the beginning of the season. We've been ourselves since the beginning. I mean, every year, you know, a team will set goals and things like that, but we had no idea we were going to come into the season undefeated. We knew we could do big things this year, and we knew we had a great team this year, but we had no idea that we would be undefeated. And we're not really trying to get it, you know, over our heads right now and pat ourselves on the back, because there's still a lot more work that we have left to do. And we're just going in every day ready to practice and be mentally and physically ready for our upcoming game, and just taking it day by day right now.
Vonnie, we had Kelsey Griffin on the show just a couple of weeks ago, and she's getting all kinds of All-American accolades, and she seems to be the poster girl, I guess, for the team, but she kept talking about how it was all the gals on the team that are able to make her so good. So we'll turn the tables here a little bit. Tell us what it's like playing with an All-American candidate with Kelsey on your team.
It's very exciting playing with Kelsey Griffin. She's a versatile player. She's a great player outside of, or a great person outside of basketball, and you know, she's a very, very nice young lady, and playing with her on the court is just amazing. I mean, she can shoot the three, she can post up, she has a mid-range game. I mean, she's a guard and post put together. She plays defense, and I think a coach couldn't ask for any less. But she's a very outstanding player on the court, and she's very fun to play with, and she's really smart, and I'm really glad that she's back and she's healthy, and I hope she stays healthy, and she's really nice to play with and really fun to play with.
Vonnie, you being a senior and Dominic being a junior, you guys have obviously settled in nicely together and play well together, but was that a little strange when you guys came from rival schools and kind of battled each other in high school to get used to when you were younger?
Oh, no. The summer of my senior, going into my senior year, me and Dominic played on AAU basketball together, so we had a little time to, you know, reunite and re-click and things like that, and we talked about going to college and things like that, but I mean, it wasn't weird at all, because I've seen her face a million times. I know how she plays, she know how I play, and we just made our relationship that much stronger when she committed to Nebraska. And with her being on our team, we just, you know, we clicked even more.
Vonnie Turner giving us some of her time on the Doug and Daddy Show. They take on Oklahoma State and Texas A&M this week. Vonnie, has the team gotten used to being the best team in the Big 12 yet?
Oh, no. We have not got used to it. We, like I said, we still have to be ready for practice and just take care of business once we step on the court on Wednesday. And, you know, we're not really so caught up into the rankings and things like that. We're just, you know, playing, going into practice and playing our game day by day, and we really haven't even talked about anything about the rankings or being ranked number one or being, you know, top whatever, top 25 team. It's nice to have those, you know, those recognitions, but when we step on the court at Nebraska, we have things to take care of during practice and once we get to our game.
Now, you can say all that, and it's all nice, but in the back of your mind, do you ever think about meeting up with Gino and the ladies from UConn?
I can say I have not thought about it. That's too far ahead for me, and I know I can say that for some of my teammates and coaches. I mean, Big 12 is a tough league to play in, and I think if we think that far ahead, you know, some games could slip away from our belts, and I don't think that, you know, we're looking that far ahead. It would be nice to play against them, but right now we have to take care of our Big 12 games and worry about that first, our lead, and then get to, you know, NCAA tournament or WNIT team.
Well, Vonnie, we'll let you get back to work. I know you got practice coming up, so we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll keep watching the team. Good luck the rest of the season.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Vonnie. Vonnie Turner joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow night, a top 10 battle, the first ever, the first in Devaney Center history, the first in the state of Nebraska as Oklahoma State comes in. Did you know? Well, maybe we'll save this, but we've got four tickets to give away. Mick Tinglehoff's going to join us, talk about his Pro Bowl career after the break. But as we go to break, it's our final family four-pack, and probably a good idea that you have to pick them up here at the studio because the game's tomorrow. I don't want you chancing it in the mail. We'll throw them in the mail if you want, but probably be a good idea if you can pick them up here at the studios in Kearney. Nebraska women's basketball started in 1974.
They're already calling. They don't even know the question.
Yeah, well, that's good. They hang up a lot on Derek.
I just hung up all the lines. So
Who is the first victory in Nebraska women's basketball history? According to the Nebraska women's basketball offices, the first win in Nebraska women's basketball history was 60-59, and it came against what team? Who was the first team that Nebraska women's basketball defeated in their program's history? 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. First correct caller gets four tickets to the Nebraska-Oklahoma State game tomorrow night. If you've already won tickets, you're not eligible. We'll be back after this.
Don't find yourself in the doghouse this Valentine's Day. Give the perfect gift from the JCPenney Fine Jewelry Collection, like a four-piece diamond set that includes a diamond pendant, ring, earrings, and bracelet for just $99.99. 1-carat total weight diamond heart pendants in sterling silver and 14-carat gold over silver, just $99.99. Or give her a three-piece lab-created ruby set for only $49.99. Make the right choice this year and show your love with something she'll love. At these prices, what's not to love? Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 2/14.
And now for your halftime entertainment, the Tabasco Singing Pepperoni.
It's a magical concoction that's more than just heat. Tabasco blends with cheese and all your toppings and meat.
Shake, 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 shake.
Others mask the flavor. This sauce amplifies our tune. Make sure you try Tabasco on your pizza real soon. So much more than hot.
The big game between the Saints and Colts is this Sunday, and you can catch all the action with your friends at your favorite hotspot in Kearney, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. Their big game bash begins at 2 o'clock with Coors and Miller Big Ass Beers, just $3 all day, and plenty of other drink specials to get you through the game. There'll be plenty of giveaways and contests with lots of great prizes all day long. So enjoy the big game Sunday with all your friends at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft in Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies develop as we head through the day today with high temperatures of around 39. Winds will also stay variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight's skies stay clear with a low of around 18. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 30.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today as we've just given away our final family four-pack of tickets to tomorrow night's Nebraska-Oklahoma State women's basketball game, the first ever battle of top 10 teams at the Devaney Center in college hoops, men or women. And Stephen Carney knew the answer. Who was the first victory ever for the Nebraska women's basketball program back in 1974?
Kearney State College.
They beat Kearney State 60-59. They went 9-7 that first year and played three teams outside of Nebraska: Kansas, Kansas State, and South Dakota. In fact, they played Kearney State three times that year and beat them all three times. Two were pretty close. Last one was not as close as the first two.
Pretty wild. You know, you think women's basketball, you think maybe goes back before 74. That's the first year.
First official year as a school-sanctioned sport. Don't forget Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up in our last segment today. But, Daddy, our Super Bowl coverage continues. Our Super Bowl talk continues. And, boy, we know that Brett Favre takes a beating, and he's been around a long time, and he's got a long consecutive game streak, and he's going to the Hall of Fame. And he, kind of like the rest of the Minnesota Vikings, still looking for a championship for that city.
Well, one person that tried to provide had four opportunities to provide that city with a championship, Mick Tinglehoff out of Lexington, Nebraska, Nebraska Cornhusker, then a Minnesota Viking. Mick, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Well, we're doing good, Mick. Thanks so much for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. What's the mood of the state of Minnesota after the tough loss a week and a half ago?
Well, not too good. You know, it's just one of those things, you know, that didn't win the game and season's over, you know, and so wait till next year.
Mick, obviously one of the reasons we called you because of Super Bowl week, you were able to play in four Super Bowls. What's the biggest difference in the Super Bowls you played in to the Super Bowl today?
Well, really not too much, really. You know, it's you know, the top two teams play, and you know, unfortunately we didn't do very good when we played in our Super Bowl games.
They pamper them a little bit more these days, don't they, Mick?
Well, yeah, it's a little different. I think the salary's a little higher than what we made, and all that stuff, you know. But other than that, they still have to, you know, the players still have to play on the field and go after one another and see who wins.
Mick, playing center when you did, our boss, the big Viking fan, he said that the centers usually took on the middle linebackers. So you're going up against guys like Butkus and Nitsche and trying to block those guys. Talk about that experience.
Oh, yeah, I did. And because most of the defenses they played back then was, they called it a 4-3, four linemen and three linebackers. And then the middle linebacker would be right in front of the center. And so it was mostly we went after the middle linebacker. So guys like Dick Butkus and players like that are, you know, tough to block sometimes.
Were they meaner then than they are today?
Oh, no, I don't think so. But they, they're tough, you know, and it was a little rougher, I think, back then maybe. I don't know. They... But it's probably about the same, I think, same today as it is then.
Doug, a little Cornhusker trivia here. Bob Lee played on the team with Mick. Chuck Foreman, of course, the Cornhusker connection there was his boy Jay playing.
Bob Lee, you're a fan of his son.
Yeah.
Big fan of Zach, current quarterback at Nebraska.
I can't say that, but Mick, was there always a Cornhusker connection when you were playing in Minnesota?
Well, let's see. No, I don't think so too much. Pat Fisher played, but he didn't play for the Vikings. But and Ron McDowell was playing too. But I think they played for St. Louis. No, I think I was the only Nebraska guy up here in Minnesota, I think.
Mick Tinglehoff is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. A great career with the Minnesota Vikings, and we're hoping to be able to call him a Hall of Famer someday from the NFL standouts. But, Daddy, let me just throw this out while we've got Mick on the line. The Vikings have a very limited number of retired jerseys. Fran Tarkington, Jim Marshall, of course, Corey Stringer, who passed away, unfortunately, a few years back, Chris Carter, Alan Page, and Mick Tinglehoff are the only ones that are on that group. And here's a man that was undrafted when the draft went numerous rounds. Mick, talk about just going into camp that first year and how you made the team. And, boy, pretty much right away you were bringing home some honors just a couple of years later.
Well, I wasn't. It was 1962, and I wasn't drafted, but I had a couple phone calls, and one was from the Vikings, and I talked to them a long time. The other was the St. Louis Cardinals, and then the Vikings called and asked me not to sign with anybody if anybody, you know, offered me a job. And then so they come out and talked, and they just explained that they were a young team and only been in the league a year or two, and you know, wanted me to try out for center. So I agreed to them and did it, and things worked out pretty good for me.
Now, Mick, talk about training camp back then. The boss says you got to play with Paul Flatley and Van Brocklin, the Dutchman. Was it wild then? Were people sneaking out, doing a little boozing back then?
we don't talk about the boozing at all after practice. But
didn't have to sneak out in those days.
Or our weekends, you know, but... we had training camp, and went to Bemidji the first couple years, which is up north, the town up north of the Twin Cities, and then we moved to Mankato, which is just a little west of the Twin Cities, for training camp, and then of course back here to the Twin Cities when the season started.
Mick Tinglehoff joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's go back even before that a little bit, Mick. Of course, Lexington, when you boys started there, they've been a powerhouse for a number of years. And, boy, they fell on some hard times a few years back, but were good for decades. You guys were a part of that. You played with some guys that people know their names across the country that are still involved with football. And then, of course, went to the University of Nebraska. And you played at the University of Nebraska when playing at the University of Nebraska wasn't such a big deal, was it?
Well, it was to me. Yeah, Nebraska was wasn't as good as they were after we left, but it was an honor for me and Monty Kiffin and Dallas Dyer to go to the University of Nebraska. There, it was a big deal for us.
How soon did you know that Lexington football team you played on was awful special?
Well, just when the guys that got scholarships. I mean, teams that you get three or four guys that get scholarships to the university is pretty good. And we just had some good players, and things turned out for us pretty good.
Mick Tinglehoff played at Lexington, the University of Nebraska, and the 11th most games in NFL history at 240 as a center. Mick, you sound pretty good for a gentleman that's sitting at 69 years of age. How does the body hold up after playing that many games?
Well, real well. Real well. I was pretty lucky. Of course, at a center, no one's... We're doing the hitting, and we're going after other people, and no one's going after us too much. Except maybe Dick Butkus would get mad at me or something once in a while. Come after me, but other than that, no one's hitting us. We're doing the hitting, so it's a little different. You don't see too many offensive players that get that the injuries as much as the defensive players.
Well, Mick, the problem with the Hall of Fame is there's not enough offensive linemen in the Hall of Fame. I'm sure you feel that way. When the vote comes up, do you get nervous? What's your emotions when that vote comes up?
Well, I used to get nervous a couple years ago, but then anymore. I don't know. I just I really don't have an answer for that. You know, I started more games than most people, and made All Pro, and played in the, you know, the Pro Bowls and all that stuff. But the Hall of Fame is just kind of out of our power. So I just let them do their voting, and that's it.
Where was the Pro Bowl when you played in it?
It was in Los Angeles.
So didn't have to take that long trip over to Hawaii. Was that a fun experience back then, Mick, when you played in the Pro Bowl?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, because you saw, you know, the other guys around, different teams and that. And, yeah, it was a fun game. And we were out there for about a week, and then practice and for a week, and got to know some of the other guys and the guys you played against and that. And so it was a fun time.
Just got a minute left here with Mick Tinglehoff. It's been great talking with you, Mick. I got to ask you one more thing on the Hall of Fame. If you were to receive that call, do you have anybody in mind who you'd like to give your introduction speech? Do you have somebody that you hung close with either in your young days or at Nebraska or at Minnesota or maybe outside of football that...
I don't right offhand. I think Fran Tarkenton has worked on it, our quarterback, you know, and we talk, you know, every couple months or so we get together and he gives me a call on the phone and we chat here and there I really don't know who I'd ask, to tell you the truth.
Fran's made some news lately, Mick, talking about Brett Favre. Any thoughts on that?
No, Brett's really a good player, and he's a good guy. I know Brett, and we've been together a couple times on different occasions, and he's done very well, and really a good player and a good guy.
Mick, we really appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're sure cheering for you, I know, to receive that phone call and get in. I think you're in alone on the 11th most starts in NFL history. That, to me, is the most remarkable stat. And I think all 10 of those guys before you've got to be in, you've got to be in as well.
Oh, thank you very much. That was nice of you to say that.
Mick, enjoy the Super Bowl. You got a pick for us this weekend? Anybody you like in the Saints Colts?
Well, no. I really don't know. You know, I know when we were in them, we thought we were going to win, and things didn't turn out too good for us. So I'm done picking the teams. I just whoever plays the best is going to win, I guess.
Well, Mick, if you ever make it back to Lexington, I sure hope you'll look us up because I'd like to have a cool one and hear some stories.
All right, very good. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mick. Mick Tinglehoff waiting, hopefully, to get into the Hall of Fame, and he's already into the Nebraska Football Hall of Fame and played from 62 to 78 in the National Football League under Bud Grant with Fran Tarkenton. You know, Mick also ought to get in. Tarkenton kept running around in the backfield, so those linemen had to keep running around trying to block for him. Obviously, it wasn't because the defense was getting through, because Mick and the boys were keeping him out, but... great talking with Mick Tinglehoff, Hall of Famer in our book.
Doug, people on this list that the Pro Football Weekly, they put out 10 people. Here's a list of the other ones that are still on the outside looking in at the Hall of Fame. Chris Dolman, relatively big name, I think, 8 Pro Bowls. Henry Ellard, Kevin Green, linebacker, played with the Steelers. I think people remember him most of the time with them. Ray Guy, the punter.
Yeah, how he's not in. He's the best punter in the history of the game.
Chris Hamburger, which I don't remember, 65 to 78. Lester Hayes, still not in the Hall of Fame. Jerry Kramer, not in the Hall of Fame. Bob Kuchenberg, not in the Hall of Fame. Steve Tasker. Now, there's a special teams player, but Steve Tasker just knocked the snot out of you. Kind of one of those Bill Bates guys. We're Cowboy fans. We know Bill Bates did that, but Steve Tasker for the Bills and Mick Tinglehoff is on this list. So sure hope Mick receives that call. It'd be really awesome to call him a Hall of Famer, and I think he's very, very well deserving of that honor.
1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. That is 888-455-3776. We'll take a break. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is next.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb from P90X. You've probably seen the infomercial, and you've probably been amazed by the before and after. Well, I'm going to be the latest success story from P90X. Make the New Year's resolution that really makes a difference. Take the P90X challenge with me and my wife. You can try P90X free for 30 days with an in-home trial. I'm going to be charting my progress on my website, and you can join me and check it out. It's a tough workout, but the results will blow you away. Call 1-800-917-7FIT. That's 800-917-7FIT. Or go online to ESPNRadio.com. It includes everything you need to change your body composition, whether you've been trying to lose a lot of weight or you simply want to get shredded up like I do. This is a program that is guaranteed to produce unbelievable results. P90X includes cardio, strength training, yoga, diet. It's all inclusive, and it's all yours, risk-free. You call now. Take the P90X challenge today, 800-917-7FIT, or go to ESPNRadio.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The big game between the Saints and Colts is this Sunday, and you can catch all the action with your friends at your favorite hotspot in Kearney, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. Their big game bash begins at 2 o'clock with Coors and Miller Big Ass Beers, just $3 all day, and plenty of other drink specials to get you through the game. There'll be plenty of giveaways and contests with lots of great prizes all day long. So enjoy the big game Sunday with all your friends at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft in Kearney.
Sunday, it's the battle for the Vince Lombardi Trophy when Drew Brees and the Saints take on Peyton Manning and the Colts. Hi, everybody. This is Marv Albert of Westwood One. Join Boomer Esiason and me at Sun Life Stadium in South Florida for all the action. Can New Orleans win their first ever Super Bowl? Or will Indianapolis capture their second title in 4 years? If it's Super Bowl 44, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies develop as we head through the day today with high temperatures of around 39. Winds will also stay variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight's skies stay clear with a low of around 18. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 30.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where Misco Sports is open on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center to help you get through the cold weather with Red Ledge ski coats at half off, and Red Ledge ski pants are on sale as well. They also have Wigwam stocking caps that are half off, Columbia gloves, Nike and Adidas caps as well. And, of course, if you're looking for a little hoodie to get on and keep warm, they've got that for you. And it's time, town team basketball starting, traveling basketball, travel teams for the kids are getting together, and that's going to be going on. You're going to need some uniforms for the kids. Misco's will get you lined up on the breaks in the downtown Kearney Center. Maybe you need an extra basketball or two, some travel gear, the bags, whatever you need is at Misco Sports on the breaks in the downtown Kearney Center. Open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia here on ESPN Radio. We're going to take your call on the air today. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. The winner gets a $25 gift card to Troutman's right here, just a couple of blocks from where we're at, across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney. Let's go to the phone lines and have our first caller roll in today for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, if you'd like to call and take part in Troutman's Tuesday Trivia today. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with? Hello?
This is Glenn.
Hey, Glenn. We just talked to Mick Tinglehoff of the Minnesota Vikings. They lost in four Super Bowls. Can you name the opponent in three of those four?
Oh, three of them, that'd be... I really can't do it. Sorry.
You want to take a guess?
I'm trying to trying to think what years that was. I would say Oakland, Kansas City, Baltimore.
Oh, Glenn, you were close. You got two. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you listening. Let's go back. There's nobody there. Let's go back to the phone lines. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Scott.
Hey, Scott. Who were three of the four teams that Minnesota has lost to in the Super Bowl?
Pittsburgh, Oakland, Minnesota.
No, you just said Minnesota. Pittsburgh, Oakland. I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you a mulligan here.
Kansas City.
All right, that's correct. Do you know the fourth?
Boy, I do not.
The fourth was Miami. Oakland, let's see, the first one was Super Bowl IV. They lost to Kansas City.
Lynn Dawson, the MVP.
Then they lost Super Bowl VIII to Miami.
Larry Zonka was the MVP.
Then they were back the next year and lost to Pittsburgh in a close game in Super Bowl IX. That's when Pittsburgh went on their run of winning four of them. And then they
Franco was the MVP.
They lost to Oakland in Super Bowl XI. Hang on the line. Derek will get your information. A $25 gift card to Troutman's is coming your way. Thanks for listening. Yeah, and they don't get a chance to lose their fifth this year. Because,
no.
Daddy, I mean, they would be the underdog. Minnesota would be the underdog to Indianapolis in the game this Sunday, but they turned it over too many times and lost to the Saints, and we're getting closer to making our prediction for the Super Bowl coming up on Friday's program. But Oakland, Pittsburgh, Miami, Kansas City, those are the four teams. Minnesota was in the Super Bowl 3 of 4 years and couldn't clip any of them. I mean, Buffalo, of course, 4 in 4 years and couldn't get any of them, but that's got to be tough to be into that many Super Bowls and not getting a win.
Really, 10 points, 16-6, and that ninth one versus Pittsburgh as close as they ever got.
Yeah, so it didn't come down to the last play of the game.
No.
Did not come down to the last play of the game. So we gave away our tickets. We gave away our Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, and more basketball coming up tonight on our network of stations. Adam Central plays the Donovan Trumbull Girls and the Wood River Boys on 1230 KHAS. Kearney Catholic Boys are at Loop City on ESPN 1460 and on Classic Hits 98.9 FM tonight. Fort Kearney Conference Boys basketball action. It is SEM and Pleasanton at 6, Overton and Loomis at 7:30.
I want to thank Vonnie Turner for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. They're set for the big battle tomorrow night with Oklahoma State. And I want to thank Mick Tinglehoff, Lexington, Nebraska Cornhusker, Minnesota Viking for joining us today on the Doug and Daddy Show as well.
Coming up on the program tomorrow, it is National Letter of Intent Signing Day from Rivals. Jeremy Crabtree will join us. We'll also catch up with Carol Russell of the UNK Women's Basketball Program. And Bob Jensen will join us from Huskerland Prep to take a look at the high school football schedules that will be released by the state of Nebraska tomorrow morning. Till then, thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Damn.